personal assistant, provide personal advice to me. And I know we'll go into this later. He was employed, it was a very minor matter. He was employed to provide advice to the head of DPA, you're seeing later on. And through that, he would give me some occasional advice. A very part-time minor role. That's one of the reasons it was different than Mr. Colton. And it certainly wasn't a public-facing role. But what I was trying to get across was simply this. When Mr. Colton resigned, and at that time he said he resigned, and time will tell, to do the honourable thing and actually, if you will, be the leader and take responsibility, by definition, he associated his name with hacking. That's just simply and blindingly obvious. I was trying to draw the contrast that I had no reason to doubt Mr. Wallace's integrity. I had no reason to link him at all with hacking. I had no reason until, and we'll come on to this, in January 2011, when I first saw his name in the public domain, to associate his name and hacking together.
Indeed.
That is the difference. I meant to impugn the Prime Minister or no one by it. I was just trying to give an example that Mr. Wallace, his name, never ever came into hacking, and it was never a consideration.
Indeed. We will come on to your relationship with Mr. Wallace. For this part, if we can concentrate on your resignation statement, and we will then come on to the relationship with Mr. Wallace. Mr. Reckless.
Sir Paul, many of the public feel that people in senior positions too rarely take responsibility by resigning, and will welcome your having done so. Are you concerned that that may have been undermined by what's been widely interpreted as a personal attack on the Prime Minister?
All I can do is tell the truth, Mr. Reckless. And I told the truth in my statement. I did it to the best of my ability. I cannot, as is plainly obvious, control the way the media spin things or interpret things. I'm just saying here and now, I made no personal attack on the Prime Minister.
Well, Sir Paul, I mean, that's certainly how I interpreted your statement. I mean, isn't one rather significant difference is that you, as Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, should have been responsible for leading the criminal investigation?
Well, I think, Mr. Reckless, firstly, I would have to remind you of the evidence that Lord Blair gave to this committee, and I think he tried to point out, I think he tried to describe what is the work of the Commissioner. If I might do that, because that might then put in context your question. We receive 6 million calls a year. We deal with over 800,000 crimes every year. I manage risk, and I look to the things that are most risky as to wanting more briefings. I don't investigate crime, but I do make inquiry where it's high risk. And if I can tell you that when I took office as Commissioner, I did ask for a detailed briefing on the Night Stalker, the hideous crimes that man had been committing, raping elderly people, and it had gone for many years, and it was a stain on our professional reputation. It was a stain on our professional reputation, and therefore I wanted a detailed briefing, instructed more resource into it, and we had a success. I did ask and continue to ask for detailed briefings on the murder of Stephen Lawrence, because still we did not have a proper outcome to that. I did put in place weekly and daily briefings on counter-terrorism. I never for one moment asked a question about phone hacking. I had no reason to suspect it wasn't a successful operation. I had no reason to think it wasn't finished, and I had no reason to suspect...
We'll come on to the investigation shortly. Mr. Reckless, if we could stick to with resignation for the moment.